Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two individuals with the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. We have Dr. Bailey Runkles, the new OBGYN at the hospital, and we have Katie Ryan Anderson, who is the marketing manager at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. So, Dr. Runkles and Katie, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk. Very exciting time. Jamestown Regional Medical Center has just experienced so much growth in the past year, adding new specialists, and now we have Dr. Runkles, who will be joining us this summer at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. So we're going to learn more about her and what she's going to be doing, and we'll talk with Katie about the different events they have going on. So let's just jump right into it. Dr. Runkles, we appreciate you joining us. Let's hear a little bit about yourself. How did you become a doctor in an OBGYN?
Well, you know, I kind of always knew I wanted to be a doctor. I considered going into vet school, but decided I didn't want to see sad puppies.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
But I knew I wanted to help people. And so I just kind of went straight through and majored in biochemistry in a school in Maryland, where I also played volleyball.
Okay.
Went to Virginia Tech for medical school, which was wonderful. And then went to Oklahoma State for my residency in OBGYN.
Man, so you've been all over the place already.
Yeah, both of my parents and my husband were in the Air Force.
Wow. Okay. So again, Dr. Runkles, the new OBGYN at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. And you said you kind of always knew you wanted to be a doctor. How did you settle into, you know, OBGYN and everything in that category?
You know, honestly, I never expected to be a gynecologist. And it wasn't until my rotations in my third year of medical school that I was like, I like this. People are happy. I love taking care of women. Yeah. I don't have to deal with men or really sick people.
Yeah.
And I just really like being there for the happiest times of people's lives, but also being there to comfort them when they're not.
Which is awesome. And it's fantastic that now that you're joining the Jamestown Regional Medical Center, is this your first official job in the workforce then, now that you've done all your education?
It is. It's my first job, and I'm very proud to partner with Jamestown Regional. I feel like I want to make a difference, and so I'm offering something that has not been in this area.
Yeah.
We have some wonderful family practitioners who've been taking care of deliveries for years and years, and they do a great job, but there's just not anyone close to Jamestown that offers hysterectomies, incontinence, pelvic floor, infertility, hot flash therapy type stuff. So I'm happy to bring those things to Jamestown.
Perfect. Dr. Runkles joining us here on Let's Talk About It, as well as Katie Ryan Anderson. And I love that you pointed out the fact that you do so much more than, you know, delivering babies, because OBGYN, you think, oh, she delivers babies, but you do so much more than that.
Yeah, most women are like, oh, I'm done with my childbearing, so I'll never need another OBGYN. But, you know, we really do take care of women throughout their lives.
Yeah. Awesome. Very good. And you know, she said that, Katie, she said that, you know, we haven't really had that in our area for quite some time. So I'm sure the Jamestown Regional Medical Center is very excited now to have an official OBGYN on staff.
We're thrilled. And like Dr. Runkle said, we're so excited to offer these services, like Dr. Runkle said, beginning with a young woman who's a teenager, going up to a woman in menopause age or needing incontinence therapy or pelvic floor therapy or a hysterectomy. Those services, prior to this, a woman had to travel for some of those things. And we're excited that people can now have that care close to home.
Right. And that's what the Jamestown Regional Medical Center has been all about for years now.
Absolutely.
So again, we're talking with Dr. Runkles, new OBGYN at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center, and Katie Ryan Anderson, marketing manager there. Dr. Runkles, have you started accepting new patients or anything like that yet? Or are you still taking some time to settle in and wait for equipment that you need and stuff like that?
It's funny you ask. Actually, this morning we were picking out the ultrasound that we're going to get for the clinic. So mainly right now we're kind of getting everything ready so that it's, you know, a nicely oiled machine when patients start coming in.
Yeah.
So the date that we start seeing patients will be August 7th.
August 7th. Perfect. So get that on your calendars. Dr. Runkles will start taking patients then. Leading up to that, can patients start scheduling times with you, or is that still kind of off the table right now?
I believe they can. Okay. Yeah, they can certainly reach us at the clinic, so they can make their appointment in advance and kind of put it on their calendar.
Perfect. Well, it's very exciting to have you, Dr. Runkles, join our community. Katie, I love it when you're on because you always sometimes you think of questions sometimes that I never thought of. Is there anything else that Dr. Runkles could share with us, do you think?
I'd love for you to share with us your volunteer experience and your experience educating young people, but also other audiences as well.
Well, as I said, I love to take care of people, but I feel like if you don't know that there's something wrong, how could you possibly seek help for it? So from the beginning, even in undergrad and medical school, I always worked with organizations like Habitat for Humanity and things like that. But when I was in medical school, it got a little more medicine based. And Virginia Tech is in the Appalachian Mountains, and there are a lot of people that just never come down from the mountains. So we would go to them and kind of teach them about their bodies and what to look for, what's normal, and when to seek help.
Yeah.
I've also been internationally. I did mission work in the Dominican Republic in general in medical school. And then actually last July, right before I came up for the 5-year anniversary, I was in Honduras for a month delivering babies and taking care of women down there.
That's amazing. So you've been all over the world, you know, different parts of the world, and using your expertise in that, and which is awesome. And it's great that now we can boast that we have that here in our community. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Well, the nice thing about Jamestown is there's no Zika virus here.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I can't even imagine, because I'm sure like during that time.
Oh yeah, very prevalent.
Yeah, exactly. So Katie, there's a lot of things happening at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center as well that you'd like to highlight.
That's right. We have a lot of events coming up, and we're so excited. The summer is a good time for us. July 21st, we're having our Golf for Good event, and that, of course, benefits our upcoming JRMC Cancer Center, and Dr. Runkles will awesome. Be there.
So I'm definitely going to be terrible. It's going to be amazing.
I couldn't golf to save my life, so.
That's not what matters. What matters is you come and have a good time and support the upcoming Cancer Center. And like I said, that's July 21st. That's a Friday at noon. $100 per player, and there's a lot of information online, so check us out at jrmcnd.com.
Awesome.
And then following that, Thursday, July 27th, is our Concert for Care in conjunction with the Ann Carlson Center. And this year, you've maybe heard of it in previous years, but in addition to the Concert for Care, they're also adding a Rib Fest element.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so again, Thursday, July 27th for that one. Matt Ockery, previously the singer of 32 Below, he'll be there, so it'll
really?
Be super duper fun.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and then golfing again, Golf for Angels, Saturday, August 5th. That's at 10 a.m., and that is, it's with the help of the Dr. Mandy Sorley and her husband Dave Sorley. They put that on, and it's heartbreaking but heartwarming at the same time. It helps pay for medical expenses for families whose babies don't make it. Because of course, if you're going through that grief and that sorrow, you don't need a big medical bill.
It's such a good cause.
It is. It's great. We've talked with Dr. Sorley about that before. It's amazing. The history of that event too, and what it's done for our area.
Yep.
And anything else too to highlight in there, Katie?
Those are the big ones. And like I said, check us out on online, jrmcnd.com, and we're happy to help, or give us a call anytime. The main line is 952-1050.
So you can learn more about Dr. Runkles on the website as well. Make sure you call and set up an appointment if you've been looking to do that, because now we have that in our area. We need to take advantage of that and look into these other events as well. JRMCND.com. Katie or Dr. Runkles, anything else you guys wanted to add in there?
I do think it's important to know that Dr. Runkles has experience locally, domestically, and internationally. So even though the sort of thing she does might be embarrassing or hard to talk about, she's seen it all, and there's no reason to be embarrassed with a professional like herself.
Pretty comfortable chat. I mean, like, you know, I may not have to see an OBGYN right myself, but it's very important, and it's something that we shouldn't hide. We need to talk to people if they're having issues, if they're having problems, and it's just, again, great that we have that right here in our community.
That's so. Right.
Dr. Runkles and Katie, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.